Chapter 63. Admiral Kemper sat opposite a grim-faced president and casually poured 4 teaspoons of sugar into his coffee cup. The aircraft carrier Beecher's Island is nearing the search area. Her planes will begin searching at first light. Kemper forced a thin smile. Don't worry, Mr. President. We'll have the Titanic back in tow by mid-afternoon. You have my word on it. The president looked up. A helpless ship, adrift and lost in the middle of the worst storm in 50 years? A ship that's rusted half through after lying on the bottom for 76 years? A ship the Soviet government is looking for any excuse to get their hands on? And you say not to worry. You're either a man of unshakable conviction, Admiral, or you're a hyper-optimist. Hurricane Amanda. Kemper sighed at the name. We made allowances for every possible contingency, but nothing in our wildest imagination prepared us for a storm of such tremendous magnitude in the middle of May. It struck so fearfully hard and on such short notice that there was no time to reshuffle our priorities and time schedules. Suppose the Russians took it into their heads to make their play and are on board the Titanic this minute. Kemper shook his head. Boarding a ship under 100-plus-mile-an-hour winds and 70-foot seas, my years at sea tell me that's impossible. A week ago, Hurricane Amanda would have been considered impossible, too. The president looked up dully as Warren Nicholson sank in the opposite sofa. Any news? Nothing from the Titanic, Nicholson said. They haven't reported since they entered the eye of the hurricane. And the Navy tugs? They still haven't sighted the Titanic, which isn't too surprising. With their radar inoperative, they're reduced to a visual search pattern. A hopeless chore, I'm afraid, in near-zero visibility. For long moments, there was a suffocating silence. It was finally broken by Jean Seagram. We can't lose it now, not when we're so close, he said, struggling to his feet. The terrible price we've paid. I've paid. The Byzanium. Oh, God, we can't let it be taken away from us again. His shoulders drooped, and he seemed to wither, as Donner and Collins eased him back down on the sofa. Kemper spoke in a whisper. If the worst happens, Mr. President, what then? We write off Sandecker, Pitt, and the others. And the Sicilian Project. The Sicilian Project, the president murmured. Yes, we write that off, too.